Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Remake the world, yes. And music in the background is our brother Wilmore Siddiqui. Goes way back, way back. This is Ahmed Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Tuesday morning programming right here on American Muslim 360 with your brother William Kareem. And the show that we're doing is called Lives of the Prophets by Ibn Kathir. We have been going over the lives, the stories of the prophets, and we started with Adam, went to Idris, then Noah, and then Hud, and then Salih, Ibrahim, Ishmael, Isaac, or Isaac, and Yaqub, and Lot. And today we'll be doing, we'll be talking about Prophet number 11, Shu'aib. Prophet Shu'aib. Prophet Shu'aib is going to be interesting. In some of the previous broadcasts, we have been talking about what is in the Quran about some of the prophets, and then what is from the people of the book. This prophet that we're covering, he's in the Quran, and Allah talks about him. And it says, Shu'aib's message. Allah the Almighty revealed the story of Shu'aib, peace be upon him, to the people of Madian. We sent their brother Shu'aib. He said, O my people, worship Allah. Excuse me. You have no other God but him. Verily, a clear proof from your Lord has come unto you. So give full measure and full weight, and wrong not men in their things. Now this was what Shuey was addressing. It says, you have no other God but him. A clear proof from your Lord has come unto you. So give full measure and full weight, and wrong not men in their things. So we have a situation like that today in America, you know, when we're talking about inflation. That, if you want to get some idea about that, that's how I would relate it to what's going on today. And do not mischief on the earth after it has been set in order. That will be better for you if you are believers. And sit not on every road, threatening and hindering from the path of Allah those who believe in him and seeking to make it crooked. Remember when you were but a few and he multiplied you. See what was the end of the mischief makers, corrupts, and liars. And if there is a party of you who believe in that which I have been sent, and a party who do not believe, so be patient until Allah judges between us, and he is the best of judges. So this is good information for us, brothers and sisters, with all that's going on in the world. If you do not be impatient, because Allah is still in control. Continuing, the chiefs of those who were arrogant among his people said, We shall certainly drive you out, Shuaib, and those who have believed with you from our town, or else you all shall return to our religion, unless you all turn to our religion. So he's telling them, listen, man, I don't want to hear it. The people of the day were saying, and the chiefs of those, we talk about the chiefs. So when we're talking about the chiefs of people, we're talking about people that are in charge. You know, in this time, they were calling them the chiefs, but these were people that were in charge of the society that they were living in, the town that they were living in, the environment that they were in, and the chiefs of those who were arrogant among them. You know, people get power. That's what happens. Arrogance comes. The chiefs of those who were arrogant among his people said, we shall certainly drive you out, Shuey, and those who have been, who believed with you, from our town, or else you can return to our religion, to our way of life, to our way. Shuey said, he said, even though we hate it, we should have invented a lie against, we should, let me see. He said, when they said he, I thought they were talking about Shuey, but it says, he said, even though we hate it, we should have invented a lie against Allah if we return to your religion after Allah has rescued you from it. It is not for us to return to it unless Allah, our Lord, should will. Our Lord comprehendeth all things in his knowledge. In Allah alone we put our trust. Our Lord, judge between us and our people in truth, for you are the best of those who give judgment. So that's what Shuaib said. Even though we hate it, we should have invented a lie against Allah if we return to your religion after Allah has rescued us from it. That's how it reads. That's what Shuaib says. He said, even though we hate it, because they're talking about returning to their religion, the people are down, and Shuaib said, return to your religion even though we hate it? We should have invented a lie against Allah if we returned to your religion. After Allah has rescued us from it, it is not for us to return to it unless Allah, our Lord, should will. Our Lord comprehends all things in his knowledge. In Allah alone we put our trust. Our Lord, judge between us and our people in truth, for you are the best of those who give judgment. Let us remember that, brothers and sisters. Do not despair about what's going on with the whole kernels of corn today. The chiefs of those who disbelieved among his people said to their people, if you follow Shuaib, be sure you will be the losers. Wow, that. Isn't that something? They said, if you follow Shuaib, be sure, then you will be the losers. It's like a guarantee. You follow Shue, then for sure, we know what we're talking about. You're going to be the losers. Continuing, then he, Shue, turned from them and said, O my people, I have indeed conveyed my Lord's message unto you, and I have given you good advice. Then how can I sorrow for disbelieving people's destruction? How can I? So all that I've read, it comes from the Holy Quran, chapter 7, verses 85 through 93. Again, this is Allah talking in the Quran about Shue. All the prophets are not talked about in the Quran, but Shue is talked about. And it's interesting because, and we have been, talking about many of the prophets, and it's like they have different circumstances in their environment. They have different circumstances in their environment that they're dealing with. So what I'm going to do, it's 11 minutes after. It's 11 minutes after. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a PSA for you. We want to make sure that we get these PSAs in. Give them a horn. This doesn't seem to be a PSA. This seems to be toward model communities with Imam Hamin Hafid, but it doesn't seem to be talking about that. It seems to be a song. Anyway, let us continue with the stories of the prophets we're talking about, Shue. All right. So we were saying how Shue is talked about in the Quran specifically, and the crimes, the message that Shue brought to the people was basically, you're cheating the people. You're cheating the people. You know, Allah don't want you to do that. Well, the people was like, this is how people are. People were like, don't come between me and my money. Don't come between me and my money. That's the same thing that that's why Abraham's father didn't, went against Abraham. Because Abraham was coming between him and his money because he was an idol maker. And he was clocking dough. He was making dough. So when Abraham told him, he said, listen, man, don't be coming against me and my money. Unfortunately, that's how people are. Don't come against me between me and my money. The people of Madian were Arabs. They said the people of Madian were Arabs who lived in the country of Ma'an, part of which today is Greater Syria. They were a greedy people who did not believe that Allah existed and who led wicked lives. They gave short measure, praised their goods beyond their worth, priced. He said they gave short measure, priced their goods beyond their worth, and hid their defects. They lied to their customers, thereby cheating them. Does this sound familiar? So we have the same circumstances and situation today. You know that many times the packaging and that we go to the store and you buy a box of cereal and it's a skinnier box. You know, the prices of the cereals are beyond worth, and there's a hiding of defects or they're adding in things into it. And so you're basically lying to their customers, and this is why Shuaib was saying. The point that I'm making is the human being, even though that was in the time of Shuaib, okay, the human being is still acting like the human being today, and he's still doing those kinds of things. That's how we should parallel it, how we should reflect. And that's what the Quran gives us. It's telling us about this idea of reflection. The message that the Quran gives us is that we're human, and human beings can do the same thing over and over unless they say, la ilaha illallah, there's no God but the one, and I'm going to be just and fair. So, Shuaib said, even though we should invest a lot, there's a lot of return to it. The chiefs of those of this remains among his people said to the people, if you found them, you'll be sure of right. Then he turned from them and said, oh, my people, I have indeed given you good. All right. The people of Madian were Arabs who lived in the country of part of which today is Greater Syria. They were greedy people who did that, right? Allah sent his prophet Shuaib, armed with many miracles. Okay, now we're getting into it, the miracles. He sent him armed with many miracles. Shuaib preached to them, begging them to be mindful of Allah's favor and warning them of the consequence of their evil ways, but they only mocked him. Shuaib remained calm as he reminded them of his kinship to them. I'm your brother. Why won't you listen to me? It doesn't say that. I just put that part in. But he reminded them of his kinship to them and that what he was doing was not for his own personal gain. They seized his belongings and his followers, then drove them out of the city. Wow. Just because he was talking. It ain't like, you know, he came and killed somebody. You know, he was just delivering a message. They didn't like the message. I don't like what you're saying. So I'm gonna take your belongings and you and your followers. You know, you're gonna have to get out the city. So the messenger turned to his Lord for help, and his plea was answered. Allah sent down on them scorching heat, and they suffered terribly. On seeing a cloud gathering in the sky, they thought it would bring cool, refreshing rain and rushed outside in the hope of enjoying the rainfall. But instead, the cloud burst, hurling thunderbolts and fire. They heard a thunderous sound from above, which caused the earth under their feet to tremble. The evildoers perished in their state of horror. Isn't that something? I mean, you know what a cloud is. You see a cloud coming. Oh, well, we got rain coming. It's real hot. You know, wow, we get some rain, it'll cool off everything. So they ran outside. Oh, we're going to get some rain. Yeah, okay. They got thunderbolts instead from the cloud. So the disbelievers' ignorance, Allah the Exalted stated, the dwellers of Aika near Madian, and Magian belied. They didn't believe. They belied the messenger. In other words, they waited in secret. They waited in hiding for the messengers. When Shuaib said to them, will you not fear Allah and obey him? I am a trustworthy messenger to you, so fear Allah, keep your duty to him, and obey me. No reward do I ask for you. My message of Islamic monotheism. My reward is only from the Lord of the world. Give full measure and cause no loss to others. And weigh with the truth in straight balance. Defraud not people by reducing their things. Nor do evil, making corruption and mischief in the land. Fear him who created you. Isn't that something? Fear him who created you and the generations of men of old. They said, you are only one of those bewitched. You are but a human being like us, and verily we think that you are one of the liars. They believe their, okay, so cause a piece of heaven to fall on us if you are of the truthful. You know, so isn't that something? You know, this stuff that you're saying, you must be bewitched. What you talking about? That's what they were saying. You know, you telling us, you give weight with truth and straight measure. Look, I'm making money here, and everybody's making money, and people are buying it. So what are you telling me? It's defraud not the people by reducing their things, nor do evil, making corruption and mischief in the land. Fear him who created you and the generations of men. They say, well, you must be one of the bewitched. You're a human being just like us. You know, you got your way of thinking about it, but look, we got this established. We think you're one of the liars. So if you really want us to believe in you, cause a piece of heaven to fall on us if you are of the truthful. Since then, haven't we heard this before? We've heard this before. So Shue said, my Lord is the best knower of what you do. But they belied him. So the torment of the day of shadow, a gloomy cloud, seized them. Indeed, that was the torment of a great day. Verily, in this is a sign. Yet most of them are not believers. And verily, your Lord, he is indeed the Almighty, the most merciful. Surah 26, verse 176 to 191. So that's where you can go to read further about the story of Shue. So we're halfway through the program, and that's all that's going to be said about Shue. If you have any questions or comments regarding the story of Shue, then I recommend that you press 1 on your phone, and we can get into some conversation regarding it, because that's all they have in Ibn Kathir. The next prophet after this is going to be Prophet Yusuf or Joseph. And this is probably going to be a, this is definitely going to take a whole show. The Shue story didn't take a long time. So we're not going to start the story of Yusuf until next week. But I think there's some things that we can give as an introduction to the story of Yusuf. And like I said, if you have any questions regarding Shue, or you have any comments regarding Prophet Shue and what people were going through at that time, and the strength that he had he had the strength to just tell them, what are y'all doing? Y'all are cheating the people. Does anybody have the strength today to tell these people you're cheating the people? What I've done in this situation when I believe that people are cheating me, I don't shop with them anymore. I don't support them. I don't support them anymore. I had a thing where they were trying to charge me $700 a month to drive a car. I told them I'm not going to pay no $700 a month. So I'm not driving right now. And I'm not driving because I refuse to pay $700 a month for a car, to drive a car, because you got to pay insurance and then you got to pay a car note. So this is something that I don't agree with, but a lot of people are going along with it. And they have a bunch of gain that's behind it. Oh, the reason why we're going to charge you like that is because. So it's always we have to charge you like that because. I was going out to eat some fried chicken at a halal spot, and the chicken is just overpriced. It's overpriced, and it's really not that good. The chicken is overpriced. It's a, you know, it serves it's like a Popeyes, but it serves the chicken and it's not good at all. It's got it comes up, it's got feathers still, those little things that stick out the chicken, those things are still on it. But I tell you, there are a lot of people that support it. You know why? Because they say it's halal. So they say it's halal. Well, this is halal chicken. And the chicken, it just doesn't have a good game. Popeye's chicken tastes much better than theirs. And I stopped eating Popeye's chicken because they're too expensive. I stopped eating Dunkin' Donuts. They're the same thing. It's too doggone expensive. One donut for $1.79 in New York? I don't think so. I'm not going to spend $1.79 for a donut. Are you kidding me? A small cup of coffee, $2.50? And we're talking about Dunkin' Donuts. If we were supposed to go to Starbucks, it would be much more than that. $5 cup of coffee. So what the way that we're dealing with it today, what we do, we just stop supporting people. We don't support their businesses. We pull back. We pull back. Many times the rents are out of control. The rents are. I was in. We had a brother who came up from St. Louis, and he brought him and his sons, and I met them, and to take them around the city, and they were staying in a hotel room. It was a box. It was the size of a box. It was small. Let me see. It must have been about, it wasn't even a, I don't know the measurements, but I've been in hotel rooms, and believe me, this hotel room was real small. That's the smallest hotel room I ever saw. But in New York, that's what they do. They have built these hotels, and, the consumers, the tourists come in. And when tourists come in, they charge them a lot of money to stay in it. Who do you complain to about that? You try to find a cheaper hotel. Oh, well, I have a telephone call. I'm going to go ahead and take this telephone call. This is 727-408, Sister Martha Nala Williams. Assalamu alaikum, my sister.
Alaikum assalam to my brother. I tell you, praise be to Allah. I am so overjoyed and enthused I'm speaking about life in general, and then you're reading about our dear, example of the character of Shura.
Yes.
And yes, mm-hmm. Do we have that strength and that ability? You know what? Even facing with, and I'm going to go to the category of doctors, medical. How when you know they're in error, and then you. And you fall back into the line of, okay, well, the doctor said. And so out and say, and find a way to actually enjoin them in conversation and ask them point blank, what is best? What would you do that is best rather than just presenting medication or just presenting an attitude that says, do what you've been doing, but yet the patient still becomes your stays as your patient. And there's a line to just have that primary doctor, but have a communication that says, I want to be well, not sick. So I'm putting it there,
right?
Sure. Ability.
Yes.
And then to what you were sharing about being overcharged, well, this past weekend we had for me it was a regeneration, a reignition of your needs versus your wants.
And good point.
Assessing that within self. So I walked into a store yesterday, and I said, I'm hungry. But with me, I was bringing some food that was left, that was from the event. But I walked into the store. Now my taste buds began to stand up. and I looked at the prices on these items, and I said, no. You have food in the car, then you're going to your mom, and she has food, and you're going to sit down and eat. So I said, okay, what do I really need? I need water. And that's what I left out with, was water. I commended myself because and I did get an apple fritter, everyone, because I hadn't had one in such a long time. But anyway.
Right.
But, you know, but
they're
going to
get you a little
coffee.
Bit. They, you know, you ain't go all the way, but they got you a little bit.
They got a little bit.
See, but
they didn't get.
Yeah.
I didn't get the ice cream. I didn't get the chips. I didn't get the coffee. I didn't get the soda.
Right.
I walked out of there with water and an apple fritter.
See, that's what they do. You know, that's what the societies do. Just like in the time of Shuwe, they had some justification for making the appeal to the people's senses. So it may have been through the sense of eye, the taste bud, the ear. They were appealing to the people's senses, and the people, because they didn't have control of the senses, was going along with it. And then Shuwe stood up and said, hey, wait a minute, what are you doing?
Exactly.
You're replacing the people. You know, but we don't have that today. What we have today is that I'm going to go ahead and, like you said, I'm just going to back up. I'm not going to buy all the things that they're trying to make an appeal, you know, to my senses for.
Alhamdulillah, yes. And so now I need
yes.
to transfer that into other areas of spending money, you know.
Yes.
So alhamdulillah. So I just offer that to everyone, you know, please. Because if we talk about the politicians and we talk about policies that are rendered in our state, we need that same energized internal energy to stand up and be able to speak out against it and then offer new policies or amended policies. Be ready to offer something. So, inshallah. Thank
yes.
you so much.
Inshallah. Inshallah. Wa alaikum as-salam. Inshallah, you know, we'll get to that point where we can do things like that. Praise be to Allah. Anybody else want to chime in, just press 1 on your phone, and we'll bring you into the queue. As I said, the next story is going to be about Prophet Yusuf. Well, wait a minute. What I'm going to do at this point, I'm going to go ahead and play a PSA. Right. Okay. So this one is the Female Solution, which is a very good program. Make sure you tune into it.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting the Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, brother. The next prophet we're going to do is Prophet Yusuf. I mean, this is one of course, this here is one of the, it is basically my favorite, this is my favorite chapter in the Quran. It has inspired me and motivated me so much it has. Because of all the things that he basically went through. We were talking about his father, Joseph's father, which was, I think it was, it was Jacob. So Jacob is the father of Joseph. And we were talking about how Joseph's mother, whose name was Rachel, and then Rachel had a sister but she had a sister, and they were competing against each other basically, because you know, like the older sister was married to Jacob. Jacob really didn't want to marry, you know, the older sister. He really didn't want to marry her, but the father kind of fooled him into marrying the older sister. And then he said, well, listen, if you want to marry the younger sister, you can marry her, but you got to work for me some more time. See, and then in those days and times, can you imagine? He said, listen, if you work for me for 7 years, you can marry my daughter. 7 years? What? Somebody tell you that today. Suppose somebody tell you that today. Yeah, you want to marry my daughter? Yeah, you got to work for me for 7 years. 7 years. Not today, but that's how it was in the time of Isaac and Jacob. That's how it was. And so Jacob winds up marrying the older daughter, and then he had to work another 7 years in order to marry the other daughter. Okay, so the first daughter, I forgot her name, and I can't go back. I would prefer not to go back. But she was having boy children, and see, we're getting to this boy thing. I mean, this is what is mentioned. And she had 7 boys, and then Rachel, she had 2 boys, which was Joseph and Benjamin. And so Joseph's mother, Rachel, she died while giving birth to Benjamin. Now, this is from the story of the people of the book that tell us about the whole, you know, the whole situation that went on between Jacob and his two wives, and how the children came about. That's what the stories from the people of the book tell us that. But the Quran doesn't tell us that. The Quran basically mentions, that, and I could never understand it, is that the brothers had this thing against Joseph. And that's like, and so the question in your mind is always, why would they have this attitude of, you know, against Joseph? Why would they do that? But come to find out, they had different mothers. They had different mothers. And because they had these different mothers, then, you know, they let me see, Sister Mom, did you raise your hand again?
And the name is Leah.
Oh, Leah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
You.
Thank you. So it was Leah and Rachel. Those were the two daughters. That was, I mean, this was a full story. You have to go back. And I'm just going to say this, that the story, the show that I did last week is not in the archives, the episode, Sister Martha. I just want you to know that, because I was trying to go back to listen to it, and I didn't find it in the archives anyway, moving forward. So Leah and Rachel, you know, these were two daughters of Laban. That was the guy's name. And he married them all to Jacob. And so Leah had 7 sons, and Rachel had 2. Rachel wound up dying, passing on, after the birth of Benjamin, which is Joseph's younger brother, Yusuf's younger brother. So, you know, when you read it in the Quran and we read the story of Yusuf or Joseph, we read that story, and now just by reading from the people of the book, we understand now the relationship between Joseph and his younger brother. Because, you know, like when these brothers went to Egypt, they said, yo, bring my younger brother to me. This, the Quran says, tells us that. And I was always wondering, well, why wants to know about this brother and, you know, not the other ones. But from the story from the people of the book, it lets us know that they had different mothers. You know, and because they had different mothers, and the mothers was competing against each other, according to the people of the book, the stories from the people of the book. The Quran doesn't deal with it like that. And what is interesting about, this is something that I've noticed as far as the Quran is concerned, this is probably something that you've noticed too, that when the Quran talks about the prophets and the circumstances and situations that the stories on the events that are given in the Quran, it's always in honorable terms. The way that the prophets are dealt with, they are honorable terms that they're dealt with. And that's just something that I've seen. We've gone over 11 prophets, and in the process of going over 11 prophets, you know, they don't talk about, like, one story that's told in the people of the book, from the people of the book, is the story of Noah. And then they was like, no, it was a drunk. It was a drunk. And then, you know, when his children came in, when his children came in, and they looked upon his nakedness, you know that story. They looked upon his nakedness, and then what Noah did is that he cursed one of the children. He cursed one of the children, Shem, and they say, well, you know, that was where black people came from, you know, because, you know, they have the curse to be the servant of their brothers, and that's why they use that as a justification for slavery. But, you know, like the Quran talks about Noah in honorable terms. To talk about him is, yeah, you know, like he was a drunk. The Quran don't do that. And so it basically says that Allah doesn't do that. That Allah doesn't do that. And I'll tell you this here. Reading the Quran, the stories of in the Quran, and understanding the honorable terms in which, you know, the Quran speaks about his prophets and about his creation. When you start to read from the stories of the people of the book, I mean, it's like, man, these were some wicked people. These were some wicked people. The story, you could see the devil in what it was that they. It's just devious and devilish. But the Quran doesn't talk about it. Even the life of Jesus Christ. You know, the people of the story of the book, people of the book, when they talk about Jesus, my God, the way they talk about it. But the Quran talks about Prophet Jesus or Prophet, you know, in honorable terms. In honorable terms. You don't talk about them in a negative term. But why is that? That's because Allah, the creator, if Allah is the one that revealed the Quran, then why would Allah talk negative? No. Allah talks in positive, powerful terms about what it is that he does. And that's in the Quran. But when men start to write these books, the books of the Bible, when they start to write these books, oh, they tell you all the details. He went to the bathroom. You know, he went to the bathroom and he didn't wash his hands. You know, I'm telling you, I wouldn't want nobody to write my book. Yes, you know, there was William Kareem, and he got up in the morning and, you know, his breath stopped and he didn't comb his hair. You didn't want to see that. And while he was eating and getting inspiration, he belched. And you read the story about William Kareem, and this is like, oh my God, what was wrong with him? He belched and didn't say, excuse me? this is how the people of the book wrote. So when we start talking about, we're going to read next week about Joseph, we already have some ideas that the people of the book have told us. And then we're going to bring, you know, the honorable terms, of course, at least because in the story of Joseph, there's going to be a lot from the Quran. There's going to be a whole lot from the Quran that's going to be said about Prophet Yusuf or Joseph. There's going to be a lot that's going to be said about him. And, I mean, all the stuff that he went through is just... Well, if we look at the lives that, you know, and Allah shows us some of the trials and tribulations that some of the prophets had to go through, starting with Prophet Adam, you know, the trials and tribulations he had to go through, the trials and tribulations of Abraham, the trials and tribulations of Moses. When the Quran tells us, they say, you know, his mother threw him in the river because they were trying to kill him. He threw him in the river. And then he winds up in the Pharaoh's castle, you know, it's a big man in there. And then all of a sudden he crashes and all the way down and has to go out into, he loses his position and then has to go out into the world, the desert. And then he finds him, and then he meets Allah. And then he goes back into Egypt. He goes back into Egypt. I mean, can you imagine having to go through that? Maybe many of us have gone through the same thing, the trials and tribulations of life, period, that we've had to go. It is one of the things that I do, I'm going to share with you, is I retrospect my life. I retrospect my life from, you know, when I lived with my mother and father and how I was as a child, how I got along with my brother, you know, some of the things that I went through with the memories. Being in church and singing in the choir and the people that was there that did good to me. And then, you know, other people that did bad things or said something bad, and then going to school and the teachers that supported me. And then, you know, the things that didn't support me. Being out there as a teenager and, you know, getting into fights and for what reasons. And then, you know, coming through all of this here. When I first became a Muslim, you know, retrospecting life, why did I become a Muslim? Who introduced me as far as being a Muslim is concerned? And now look at where I'm at today. So always asking, look where I'm at today. I went through that, and look where I'm at today. And so all the prophecy, we take that these things for granted. Look where I am today. Look at what the prophets went through and look what they accomplished. And it's no different with us. The prophets were human just like us. And they went through trials and tribulations, but because they had faith and they believed, you know, they were guided to where they, to a point where they accomplished those things, and then they got mentioned in the Quran. I'm going to play this. This is a PSA. this is a PSA about community development stages.
Family, community, city, state, country, and more. Everything starts with you, the individual you. What is the character of you? Are you a book? Can you be read? Join us every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a wonderful hour of information.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain International is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports a healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Serial Conference, and AM360 in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, so I lost the connection to the radio program for a minute because I was pressing, I think I was saying something about pressing something with Sister Martha Nyla Williams, and then I didn't hear anything go off. So I pressed the other program, Muhammad Sharif's, and I didn't hear that either. And I said, well, wait a minute, let me check my phone. And come to find out, it looks like my phone had hung up or my ear pods had gone out. But see, this is what technology has its advantages, but sometimes technology just is, you know, it just messes you up. And especially I'm in the middle of the program and something like this would happen. Anyway, so you're listening to Lives of the Prophet on Ibn Kathir. If you have any questions or comments, you can press 1 on your phone. we did Prophet Shuey and talked about how he had to deal with the idea of people raising prices on goods. And next week we're going to talk about Prophet Yusuf. So that's what that is. I think one of the things that points that we should always take into consideration is that the reason why we're doing this show, Lives of the Prophets, is to show our audience what the prophets, human beings from Adam, what human beings had to go through in their environment and in their day and time. And we're talking about in their day and time that we're talking about the prophets. But the same thing still goes on today with human beings. Human beings don't change. They don't change. They do the same thing. The same thing over and over. Oh, you know, like just like we talk about Prophet Shuey. Oh, we gonna go ahead and beat the people. We're gonna beat them out. We're not gonna give them fair measure. And this is what the Quran says, that they're not gonna give fair measure. So that happened at that time with Shuey, but it's the same thing that happens today. So Shuey was a human being. The people that he was dealing with was a human being, but the same thing goes on today. Because we're all human beings. And the only way that we can be different from these people is to have faith and trust and belief in the creators of the heavens and the earth. That's the only difference, that you have a regard. When we have a regard for the people of the heavens, and when we have a regard for the creator of the heavens and the earth, then we will act right toward other people because we have an appreciation for the creator of the heavens and the earth who has allowed us to exist, who is giving us all of this free stuff. Everything is free. What we eat, cattle, and all the rest of those things that, you know, just continue to be born, and then we take advantage of it by eating. Allah gives us all these things for free. But then what happens is the human being gets involved, and he starts to put prices on things. It's gotten so bad now where at one time we used to think that water is like, yo, can I get a cup of water? Oh, yeah, here you go. Now we buy water. Water. It's like what they're charging us for water. I remember going into a Muslim establishment, and I think I probably did it on purpose. I was thirsty, but I said, excuse me, brother, but, you know, I didn't want to buy a bottle of water. That's what it was. And I said, well, you know, I'm going into this Muslim establishment. Excuse me, brother, but can you give me a bottle of water? Can you fill this up for me? I had a bottle. Who's happy? I said, can you fill this up for me, you know, just with some water? I'm just thirsty. And he took it to the back and then came back and said, I'm sorry, you know, the water thing doesn't work. It was a Muslim establishment. It's a Muslim establishment. I couldn't get a glass of water. Now, everybody's not like that. I'm just telling you of an experience I had. Now, there are many stores that I probably could have went in, and whether it was Muslim or not, you know, I went and said, excuse me, can I get a glass of water? And they probably would have gave it to me. Oh, you want a glass of water? Here you go. Sometimes there are people that go into a, look, you know, I don't have any money right now, but, you know, like if you give me, you know, I'm really hungry, you give me something to eat, and, you know, I'll bring it back to you. You know, I left my wallet home, and I'm far away from home, and if you just give me a, you know, a slice of pizza, or, you know, like you just, can I get an apple? You know, can I get an apple, you know, and when I come back, I'll give it to you. Some people, yeah, go ahead. It's a slice of pizza. It was an apple. I'm doing good. I sell this stuff. But you hungry? You're hungry? I'm going to go ahead and make sure you get something to eat. People be outside. And I don't know how it is in the area where you're at, but in New York City, in Manhattan in particular, there's a lot of people on the street that are homeless because the rents are just so astronomically high. Astronomically. I told you I was one of the brothers from St. Louis was visiting, and he was staying in this hotel. Oh, it was on the 27th floor, but it was a box. And I know that he played a lot of money for it. I don't even ask him, but he did. But he asked me, he said, well, how much is an apartment in New York, in Manhattan? You know how much apartments are in Manhattan? $3,000. That's easy. $3,000 is easy. Why? Because you live in Manhattan. You got the convenience. And people pay it. People pay it. So I can't pay no $3,000. But you know, this is what winds up happening. People are they buy up as much property as they can so that they can charge people and get all this money. And that's what they do. Who is going to step forward? It won't be me. It won't be me. Not in today's time. I really have a lot of respect for Shuaib. Because he was able to step forward in that day and time, and he was able to tell the people. And even though it says Allah sent his prophet Shuaib with many miracles, I don't have many miracles. I don't. I'm just your brother William Kareem. That's all. So I'm not going to be able to, you know, stop this thing. The only thing that I can do is the only thing that I can do, and probably many of us, what we do is we just pull back. We just pull back. You know, I used to eat out a lot. I don't eat out now. Most of the time I fix my own food at home now. That's because I have to, because things is just, you know, astronomical. They're just crazy. It's no good. Okay? So you know, so Wade was one who said to the people, he said, give full measure and full weight and wrong not men in their things. Give full measure and full weight. But we live in a society where it's not happening. And, again, we say there are people from other countries that ask us. I have a few people that especially from country like Nigeria, Ghana, Gambia, that call, that I communicate with on Facebook and Instagram, and they call for money. The richest country in Africa, Nigeria, people that live there, they're calling for New York to say, you know, send me some money because I'm not making it over here. Anyway, this is the Lives of the Prophets. And look, make sure you tune in next week, because we're going to be talking about Yousef. We talked about Shuaib today. Thank you so very much for listening. And say, listen online at AmericanMuslim360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. You're listening to American Muslim 360, number one Islamic radio program in the nation, where your intellect is respected and voice is respected. And make sure you tune in to me today on a New Day for Islam Community Radio from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we're going to talk about why Muslim Americans don't want to get married. But we have a special treat because we have a 1977 broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad just talking to sisters. And so until the next time, hopefully I'll hear you today at 10 o'clock from 10 to 1 on New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio. That's 515-605-9326, 515-605-9326. And until next week, I give you the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.